News analyst Daniel Schur says the events of September 11th will be the backdrop for the summit of this week.
This is a summit that seems doomed to succeed and take Russia and the United States a long step towards partnership. The Sherpas down in the foothills are polishing off a reported 7 statements of understanding on everything from the future of Afghanistan to reduction of offensive nuclear missiles. The long-rankling issue of American missile defense is apparently to be finessed by retaining the ABM treaty while allowing the United States to test missile defense components. As important to the Bush administration as formal agreements is Russia's stated refusal to go along with OPEC in reducing oil exports and President Putin's offer to be a long-term oil supplier for America. The warming of relations between leaders and governments has been evident in 3 meetings, starting with the Bush-Putin encounter in Slovenia last spring. But the threat of terrorism has obviously helped to propel them into each other's arms. Russia was in fact ahead of the United States in recognizing the terrorist danger. In a meeting with American correspondents after the Slovenia summit last June, Putin pointed to terrorist training camps in Afghanistan and called on the United States to cooperate in dealing with Taliban extremism. In the wake of the September 11th attacks, Putin said he felt personally to blame for talking about the threat without doing enough to counter it, a polite way of saying the United States had not taken him seriously enough. But Presidents Bush and Putin appeared to be taking each other very seriously now. The Russian president is letting it be known that in the face of some opposition at home, he's making a long-term commitment towards bringing Russia into the Western camp. And President Bush, in the face of some reservations in his administration, is ready to bring Russia closer to the Western alliance. Alliances sometimes just happen under the press of events. While NATO allies like Britain, Germany, and Italy discuss what military contributions they will make, the Northern Alliance deploys Russian tanks as American planes soar overhead. This is Daniel Schorr.